So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara quoting the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af ish acheres meskinenoi, shema tomas ishtoi, shenema, v'chiber ba'adoi v'ad beisai, beisai zu ishtoi. We also prepare another woman to become his wife in the event that his current wife would die on Yom Kippur, because the Kohen Gadol must have a wife when he's performing the avodas Yom Kippur. Although the Chacham are also chayshi l'shema, concerned about what might happen, and that they require the preparation of a second Kohen Gadol in case the first becomes Tameh, they're not concerned with the death of his wife because Tumah Shchicha, Misalei Shchicha. Tumah is common, death is not so common. The Mishnah continued, Amru Lai, Im Kain Ein La Dever Saif. The Chacham said that if we are concerned about his wife dying, there is no end to such concern. Yehuda says, we're concerned for one death, but not two. And the Chacham say, if we would be concerned with death, we would even be concerned with two. But they hold we are not concerned for even one death. However, the Chacham explained, we do not have to prepare a third Kohen Gadol in case the second one becomes Tameh, because Kohen Gadol Zarasu, the Kohen Gadol is careful not to become Tameh. The reason we prepare even one Kohen Gadol is only to inspire the first Kohen Gadol to be even more careful and not become Tameh. The Gemara then discusses the details of a second wife for the Kohen Gadol according to Rabbi Yehuda. In order for the second woman to be considered basically his home, meaning his wife, she must be married to him. By the Kohen Gadol actually performing Kiddushin, betrothal, and Nisuin marriage before Yom Kippur. However, the Pasuk says, V'chiber ba'adoyu va'ad be'isoy, v'loy ba'ad shnei batim. The Kohen Gadol may have only one wife, not two. We cannot say that he divorces her before Yom Kippur because that would defeat the purpose. He won't have a second wife ready in case his first wife dies. After refuting several suggested scenarios of get al tnai, conditional divorce, because he would be left either b'loy bayis, with no wife at all, or b'shnei batim, with two wives. The Gemara concludes with one possible solution. He could divorce the first one on condition that the second one does not die, and the second one on condition that he will enter a shul on Yom Kippur. If neither dies, the first one is divorced, and he had only one wife. If the first one dies, the second one is his wife. If the second one dies, the first one is still his wife. We're not concerned that the second one will die during the Avodah, which would mean he had two wives when he started the Avodah, because if and when her death is imminent, he will enter a shul and execute the get retroactively. Rav Asi, or Rav Avira, asked that, if we say that Beisa means only one wife, if a man dies without children and he has two wives, they cannot become Yevamis because the Pasuk there says, Ashul Yivne es Beis Achiv, Bayis, a house, would mean only one. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk does include even this case by using the word Yevimta, his Yevama, more than once. Ravina or Rav Sharavia also ask, if Beisa only means married and not just Arusa, betrothed, and Arusa cannot become a Yevama because the Pasuk there says bias. The Gemara answers that the Torah include Arusa with the word Hachutza to the outside. The Gemara next discusses another topic of a Kohen Gadol who is an Einit. Someone whose relative died, but has not yet been buried, and cites a braisa, Tarabon. Kohen Gadol makriv einin ve'ena oichel. A Kohen Gadol may do the avodah while he is in einin, but he may not eat from the karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hayom. Initially, Rava interprets Rabbi Yehuda as saying that not only is the Kohen Gadol permitted to do the avodah, but it's actually a mitzvah to bring the Kohen Gadol from his home to do the avodah all day, to distract him from his grief. Abaya asks that another braisa quotes Rabbi Yehuda in the case of a Kohen Hedyot who is in the middle of the Avodah and hears that a relative died, becoming an Einin, Menicha v'dasa v'yaitze. He must stop in the middle of the Avodah and leave the Beis HaMikdash immediately. Rabbi Yossi says, Yigmar, he may complete the Avodah. Abaya claims that it's not logical to say that Rabbi Yehuda is the Machmer regarding Kohen Hedyot and the Mekel regarding Kohen Gadol. Therefore, Rava explains Kaliyim differently, and says it means that he is not allowed to do the avodah all day because of a gezerah that he might forget and eat from the karbanos as well. Rav Adi Bar Abba asks that since Rabbi Yehuda holds that we prepare a second wife for the Kohen Gadol in case his wife dies, and if she dies he still performs the avodah and we're not concerned that he might eat from the karbanos. Now, although in this scenario he would not actually become a halachic einin because he gave her a get on condition as explained earlier, nevertheless, he would still be forbidden to eat from the karbanos as if he were an einin, because he would be distressed about her death. And Rashi explains, karbanos must be eaten with joy and not pain. Rava answers that in the case of our Mishnah, ki min yom kippurim hu, de kuli alma lo ka'achli, hu nami lo os lamechal. Since no one is eating because of the fast of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would not eat either. But on the regular day, the Kulam Achli, Hunami Aslam Echel, when all others are eating, we must be concerned that the Kohen Gadol might also eat.